News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A warning that the next item may not be suitable for little ears, although I'm not too sure that it won't be. The topic of the birds and the bees. It is a conversation some parents would rather put off as long as they can. However, experts say it's never been more important to get the talk done properly and at the right time. News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
Do you remember getting the talk?
When two people love each other, this is what they do.
The one about the birds and the bees that had nothing to do with either.
I think my husband went up to the room with a cucumber and a couple of oranges or something, and my son ran away.
Or were those key conversations in your house left unsaid?
When I first got my period, I thought I was dying. My mom is real old-fashioned, like she never spoke to me about it. So I really did think I was dying.
Well, with children hitting puberty earlier than ever and the internet at the ready with misinformation, when is the right time to tell your children where they came from? And how can you get through that tricky conversation?
As you might imagine, he was squirming somewhat, so was I.
With you both unscathed.
One of my children said to me, "You mean people do that on purpose?" He learned about sex. Like, he was absolutely horrified.
Jen Hogan is a journalist and columnist with the Irish Times and host of the Conversations with Parents podcast.
It wasn't that there was ever one big talk, and I don't think that that really works, this idea of sitting down and having one big talk like we used to talk about years ago. You know, you dread having the talk with your mother if she even had it with you, and it was always mom, of course, because dad just didn't talk about those things. It was always that. But now I think it's that sort of conversation that you have to have over time, that there are loads of different opportunities to pick it up at different stages. And certainly when I was speaking to my daughter, who's the eldest, she used to love sitting down watching things like, you know, One Woman Every Minute and all those kind of videos where you're watching babies coming out. So we used to joke, she knew the exit route. It was the entrance route that she had to learn about. So she was never fazed by any of that, which made it very easy as we were going through different parts of life, kind of connecting all the dots. And even when you moved on to talking about periods and linking that back to what she had seen. And then obviously as you get older and you're talking about kind of sex in a relationship way, as opposed to just baby making ways, that it all became easier because it was done over stages.
But it hasn't always been so easy for mum of seven Jen to broach the topic. And she says it's getting trickier for parents to keep up with their children's increasingly advanced questions.
What's happened in the schoolyard has changed. It's moved on from "I know how babies have made" to "Have you ever heard about what 69 is?" You know, the internet has introduced a whole new challenge to parents and a whole new set of difficulties. But it's not just what they see, it's what their peers see. And those sort of things, in the same way they did years ago when you were hearing about what periods were and you were hearing about how babies were made, they're coming up in the schoolyard, but it's a very different level that sometimes they're exposed to. So that, like, those sort of things come up and you have to be prepared to address them, even if it's something that you say we'll discuss more later. It's not that you want to avoid, you know, you want to answer your children's questions. You don't want to turn around and embarrass them or make them feel things are something to be ashamed of and that they shouldn't ask questions. But again, it's trying to get that balance right about where they are and trying to be prepared yourself for the sort of questions that might come, which are so different now.
All primary schools in Ireland provide sex education to 5th and 6th class students. And next year, teachers will be able to introduce the topic of puberty from 3rd class.
Parents need not to avoid their own responsibility by just letting the school do it.
Anne Brannock is a parent and relationship mentor.
Because it's an opportunity to deepen your relationship with your child. It's an opportunity to notice where the child is with it. But the toddlers is probably, you know, they're going to ask a question and you just answer it and, you know, they'll go off about their business, you know. But when you need a lengthier discussion, it can be good to go for a walk, not to be face to face as such, but to go for a walk, a drive in the car, doing something side by side. It's more important now than ever to actually have the conversations. And you need to set aside perhaps the time. As young as 9 is where you would want children to be clear on how babies are made. And you give as much information that is helpful to the child. You don't have to give them all of the information all at once. You can do it in a manner that is connecting and warm with them and relaxed for yourself.
And that was News Talk's Sarah Madden reporting there on how young is too young to have the talk with your kids.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.